The Assassination of Margaret Thatcher. Stories by Hilary Mantel. Read for you by Jane Carr.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Sorry to disturb. In those days, the doorbell didn't ring often, and if it did, I would draw back into the body of the house. Only at a persistent ring would I creep over the carpets and make my way to the front door with its spy hole. We were big on bolts and shutters, deadlocks and mortises, safety chains and windows that were high and barred. Through the spy hole, I saw a distraught man in a crumpled silver-grey suit, 30s, Asian. He had dropped back from the door and was looking about him at the closed and locked door opposite and up the dusty marble stairs. He patted his pockets, took out a balled-up handkerchief, and rubbed it across his face. He looked so fraught that his sweat could have been tears. I opened the door. At once he raised his hands as if to show he was unarmed, his handkerchief dropping like a white flag. "Madam," ghastly pale I must have looked under the light that dappled the tiled walls with swinging shadows. But then he took a breath, tugged at his creased jacket, ran a hand through his hair, and conjured up his business card. "Mohammed Ijaz, import-export. I am so sorry to disturb your afternoon. I am totally lost. Would you permit use of your telephone?" I stood aside to let him in.